Welcome to the Softball Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. Pitching to average hitters is hard enough. What do you do when you're facing a consistent home run hitter? I ask a lot of seasoned pitchers how they pitch to power hitters, and just about every pitcher had a different answer. Some said pitch the power hitters high, deep, and inside. Some said throw them high and outside. Some like throwing them flat. Others like hitting the upper limit of height for the power hitters. Some even said they like to pitch them low and inside. But that can cost a pitcher some teeth, or worse. Jason Roberts of Valdosta, Georgia, known to everybody there as J-Bo, has some strong opinions. He says, never throw a first pitch strike to a home run hitter. Never throw a meatball unless the count is 3-0 and the hitter is being told from the dugout to take a pitch. Even then, keep it at maximum height. J-Bo says, my first pitch to a home run hitter with the bases loaded generally is released from my shoe tops. It only reaches the bottom of the arc limit, 6 feet, but it still crosses the batter high because I throw it hard enough for the catcher to catch it around his waist. Kind of like the slow pitch equivalent of high heat, and the players who have played baseball sometimes just see a flat pitch and pounce on it. My next pitch is the same shoe top release, but high as possible and landing on the plate or right behind it. But really, the bottom line is this. Don't forget you're lobbing it underhand. You're going to give up home runs. Now let's look at it from the other side. Derek Templeton is a power hitter from Lubbock, Texas, and here's what he has to say. Power hitters have zones where they have a hard time taking the ball out of the park. The longer the hitter can accelerate the bat before making contact, the farther he can hit the ball, so a power hitter hits the ball in front of his body. A deep pitch is hard for a batter to hit with power. Also, it's hard for a batter to add backspin to a low pitch, and backspin is very important for distance. But both of these approaches involve a pitch that will probably not be called a strike. If the batter won't chase them, he won't chase them. Here's Derek's list of tips for pitchers facing power hitters. 1. Pitchers, or catchers, should remember the habits of individual batters. Did he swing at the first pitch? If not, make the first pitch a strike. If so, don't make that mistake again. 2. If a batter won't chase pitches that he doesn't hit well, just walk him. After 2 or 3 walks, he will probably start chasing things. On top of that, he'll be frustrated and not focused. 3. You may not learn a hitter in one game. Try to remember the big hitters throughout the year. And finally, Derek says, remember that softball is a hitter's game, and there's only so much you can do. You're going to give up home runs. Here's a personal note. There's one particular power hitter in my league who I have found is a sucker for flat, high, and inside pitches. I almost throw it at his face. And he almost always fouls them deep to the left. My left fielder stands almost on the foul line and catches this guy's foul balls almost every time he bats against us. But he hits home runs consistently against the other teams in our league. I guess the other pitchers haven't noticed that he hits those high inside pitches. Of course, the pitcher has one secret weapon we haven't mentioned yet, and it will prevent the hardest hitting batter of all time from hitting a homer. It will keep him from getting a double or a triple, too. And here it is. You, the pitcher, point to the batter as he stands in the box, then point to first base, and then you get a brand new batter. A word of warning, if you plan on walking a power hitter, especially if there are other base runners, don't be tempted to walk him by throwing bad pitches. I can't count the number of times I've seen power hitters slam bad pitches for home runs. Softball, unlike baseball, allows you to just tell the batter to go to first base. Do it! One last note that every pitcher should take to heart. There's a world of difference between a good pitcher and a pitcher who can consistently throw strikes. A good pitcher throws strikes only when absolutely necessary. Thanks for listening. I'd like to thank Jason J-Bo Roberts of Valdosta, Georgia, and Derek Templeton of Lubbock, Texas, for their help with this episode. Check out my website, www.slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.